Wait, let's unpack this. There was a really striking number that jumped out from this recent Cigna Commission study. 58% of adults in the U.S. reported feeling lonely back in 2022. I mean, that's a huge chunk of the population.
It really is.
And it kind of suggests this feeling of disconnection. It's a serious thing, you know, and it stuck around even after the main parts of the pandemic.
Well, and what's fascinating here, maybe, is that this isn't actually just a recent blip.
Right.
So in this deep dive, we're going to explore the findings from the Cigna study. The main data is from December 2021,
Okay.
but we'll also compare it back to their surveys from 2019 and even 2018.
Ah, so we get some context.
Exactly. So the goal for you listening is really to get a clear picture of, well, where loneliness stands in America right now, see who's most affected, and kind of grasp the bigger implications.
For like our health and even work.
Yeah, for well-being, for productivity, all that, but
Yeah.
you know, without getting totally swamped by numbers.
Right. Okay. So let's dive right into that 58% figure then from December 2021. It feels high.
It does feel high.
But what's interesting, like you said, is how it compares to before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So 2019, the rate was actually 61%.
Higher even.
Yeah. And 2018, it was 54%. So this feeling, this loneliness, it was already a pretty big undercurrent in American society, wasn't it?
It seems so. If you know, connect the dots, it really suggests loneliness wasn't just something that popped up because of lockdowns or isolation. It looks more like a pre-existing challenge. And the big events of the last few years, they didn't fundamentally shift the overall number that much. It's sort of a constant feature.
Okay, so it's persistent. But now when we start looking at who exactly is feeling this loneliness, that's where things get, well, quite different across groups, right?
Absolutely. And this brings up, you know, important questions about social factors, economic conditions, how they influence our sense of connection or
The
isolation.
social determinants you mentioned.
Right, the social determinants of loneliness, essentially. And the data here is pretty stark. 75% of Hispanic adults reported feeling lonely,
75. Wow.
and 68% of Black or African American adults. Now, compare that to the overall average of 58%.
That's a big jump, like 10, 15 points higher, easily.
It's a really notable difference. And the study points out this is actually a shift from their earlier data, where the rates used to be more similar across racial and ethnic lines.
Huh. That is a striking shift. And it's not just race, right? Income seems to play a big role, too.
It does. Almost two-thirds, 63% of adults earning less than $50,000 a year said they felt lonely.
Okay.
And that compares to 53% for those making $50,000 or more.
And that fits with another finding, doesn't it? About Medicaid recipients.
Yeah, exactly. 72% of people on Medicaid reported loneliness. That's quite a bit higher than the 55% for folks with private insurance.
It really highlights how socioeconomic factors can feed into feeling isolated.
Definitely. Things like maybe not having reliable transport so you can't socialize easily, or fewer chances for leisure because of money worries.
Or just the stress of financial insecurity itself.
Right. All those things can contribute.
Okay. And what about age? Because the contrast there looked, well, pretty dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Very pronounced. A staggering 79% of young adults, that's 18 to 24-year-olds, reported feeling lonely.
79%.
Compare that to seniors, so 66 and older, their rate was 41%.
That's almost double.
Pretty much. And younger adults, they're also much more likely to say they frequently feel left out.
Sort of goes against the image of young adulthood being super social, maybe.
Well, it shows it can be both, right? It's often seen as a time for connection, but it's clearly also a period of significant loneliness for many. Could be life transitions, finding your identity, navigating new social scenes. Lots of reasons.
Makes sense. Now, what about gender? That was interesting because the rates were actually quite similar in 2021.
Yeah, pretty close. 57% for men, 59% for women, almost identical.
Though the study mentioned a spike for men back in 2019, I think.
It did note that. It just shows how these things can shift, you know? Different factors might affect different groups at different times. It's dynamic.
Okay. Now, here's a group that maybe doesn't immediately spring to mind when we think about loneliness. Parents.
Right.
The study found parents and guardians are actually more likely to feel lonely, about 65% compared to 55% for non-parents.
Yeah, and lonely parents really reported feeling that sense of being left out quite strongly.
Why do you think that is? Just the added pressure.
Could be. You know, the added responsibilities, the potential stress that comes with parenting. The data even breaks it down. Further, mothers reported higher rates than fathers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, 69% for moms versus 62% for dads and single parents, even higher. Over 77% felt lonely in this study.
Wow, over three quarters. That paints a really challenging picture. It shows isolation can happen even when you're, you know, surrounded by family.
Exactly. And speaking of family, the study looked into that connection, how people feel about their family relationships and their loneliness levels.
And I guess it's what you'd expect. Lonely people feel less connected to family.
Pretty much. Lonely adults were significantly less likely to say they talk about their feelings with family or partners or feel supported by them.
It seems like it could become a cycle, right? Feeling lonely makes you less likely to reach out.
Which then makes you feel more isolated, less supported. Yeah, it can be a tough loop to break.
But there was a little wrinkle in there, wasn't there? About lonely parents.
Ah, yes. That was interesting. Lonely parents actually reported slightly stronger family support compared to lonely non-parents.
Huh. What do you make of that?
It's a nuance. Maybe it suggests that even when parents feel lonely, the support structures within a family unit, even if they're strained, still provide some baseline connection. Perhaps more so than for lonely individuals without kids. Just a thought.
Interesting. Okay, let's shift gears slightly to a really critical area. The link between loneliness and, well, our physical and mental health.
Yes, this is a major part of the picture. The study found a really strong link between poorer physical health and higher rates of loneliness.
The numbers were quite stark there, too.
They were, 77% so. More than three quarters of adults who said their physical health was fair or poor also felt lonely.
Compared to only half of those with excellent or very good health.
Right. And the study also suggests lonely adults are more likely to have things like sleep problems, issues with weight, or substance use challenges.
Okay. And the connection with the mental health looked even stronger, if anything.
It did. 85% of people reporting fair or poor mental health also reported feeling lonely.
Wow. Compared to 42% for those with excellent or very good mental health.
Exactly. And what's really concerning is that one in three lonely adults has actually been diagnosed with or is getting treatment for a mental health condition.
One in three. That's much higher than for non-lonely adults, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. More than double the rate. But, and this is important, it's also likely that many, many more lonely people are struggling with stress, anxiety, depression, even if they haven't got a formal diagnosis or aren't getting treatment.
Right. It just shows how deeply connected our mental state and our social connections really are.
Absolutely interconnected.
And these effects, they don't just stay personal, do they? They spill over into work.
That's right. The study looked at the impact of loneliness on employees, and the findings are pretty significant for businesses, for the workforce generally.
How so? Less productive.
Considerably, yeah. Lonely employees reported feeling much less able to work efficiently or, you know, perform at their best. Less than half felt productive.
Less than half.
Okay.
Compared to non-lonely workers.
Compared to roughly two-thirds of their non-lonely colleagues feeling productive and able to work at their best. So a noticeable gap.
And it's not just about output, is it? It's about focus.
Right. Over 42% of lonely employees admitted they were kind of mentally somewhere else at work.
More than double the rate for non-lonely workers.
Exactly. And they're also much more likely to say they're dissatisfied with their jobs. About 21% versus only 7% of non-lonely employees.
Mm. And if you link that back to the health problems we just talked about.
It can create a really negative spiral. Poor health can hurt productivity and engagement, and feeling lonely can make the health issues worse.
Did the study show that connection directly? Like feeling unwell at work?
Yeah, it found lonely employees are more likely to report feeling unwell while at work and also more likely to say their health actually interferes with their job performance.
Okay. So putting it all together then, this deep dive into the Cygnus study, it really paints a picture of loneliness in the U.S. as, well, persistent, widespread.
Definitely.
Affecting a huge number of people and touching so many parts of life, personal well-being, health, work.
Right. And with clear signals that certain groups, younger adults, people from underrepresented racial and ethnic backgrounds are feeling it even more acutely.
It really frames loneliness not just as a personal feeling, but as a, you know, a serious public health issue.
A major public health concern, absolutely. With far-reaching consequences for individuals and, frankly, for society.
So as you listening are thinking about all this, maybe consider what societal factors, what individual things might be feeding into these trends we've discussed. You know, what small changes could maybe happen in our own lives or maybe in our communities to start tackling this feeling of disconnection.
It's a big question. And what does it mean for the future, for the workforce, for society? if these trends just continue.
Yeah, definitely gives you something to mull over.